Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The FDA should revoke the abortion pill approval over environmental harms. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we've had discussions about this generic version of the abortion pill that they've come out with recently, the FDA. And let's look at, first of all, the safety issues. I mean, mifepristone, which is the original version, and now you have a generic version, it's all harmful to women and to unborn babies, period.
It's an endocrine blocker, meaning that it blocks the production of progesterone. Progesterone is required, necessary during pregnancy. It feeds the baby. And when you block this progesterone, then the baby starves to death. That's the essence behind mifepristone. So there's an issue that we'll talk about with regards to mifepristone in general, but while this issue is ongoing, the FDA recently approved the Avita Solutions LLC's generic version of mifepristone in September 2025, despite previously pledging to thoroughly review the drug's safety.
Yeah, this is maddening. I mean, we've talked about issues of abortion in our water, special report on our website by that same title, Abortion in Our Water, and showing that there's an analysis regarding the environmental impact of this abortion pill regarding human fetal remains entering our water system, which is horrific to even think about. But again, you also look at the safety issues, and this is the only drug that was created to kill a human being.
Well, in October, Liberty Counsel advised the FDA commissioner that mifepristone, marketed under the brand name Mifeprex, is both unsafe for women and is an environmental pollutant. The letter cites the June 2025 special report on abortion in our water, which you can go to abortioninourwater.org for more information, which provides a comprehensive analysis regarding the environmental impact of the abortion pill mifepristone and human fetal remains that are entering our water systems. According to the report that we prepared, the drug not only adversely affects 1 in 10 women with severe side effects, but the estimated 700,000 or so chemical abortions that occur every year also contribute to about 30 to 40 tons of hazardous medical waste, including human remains that are being flushed into the nation's water systems.
I mean, 700,000 chemical abortions, that is just, that blows your mind. But then you think about now with these abortion pills are now the majority of abortions. They say like 63%, but I think it's even higher, maybe even 80 to 90% now that these brick-and-mortar abortion facilities are closing down, thankfully. But the pills are being mailed all over the United States, even in red states. So that number doesn't seem totally outrageous, as sad as it is.
Well, a key finding from the report shows that there was a complete absence of environmental impact studies before the FDA approved mifepristone, which the Clean Water Act and the National Environmental Policy Act require when federal actions may pollute the environment, like approving a chemical abortion drug. Yet the abortion industry instructs women to sit on the toilet at home during a chemical abortion with full knowledge that fetal remains ranging up to 1 inch in size will be flushed into the sewers where wastewater treatment plants are not meant to process such human remains or medical waste. In fact, not only does mifepristone residuals enter into the water, and this is, again, an endocrine-blocking drug, blocks the production of progesterone. What does progesterone do? It actually starves the baby, thus resulting in a miscarriage, a dead baby.
Drug was created to kill a baby.
Yeah, and on the mifepristone container that you get the drug, there is a black box warning. Mm-hmm. The black box warning is the highest level of warning that a drug can have from the FDA.
Yeah, you know, so you laugh about all the commercials and they have all these warnings, a whole list of that for a drug. Well, this is the worst that you could possibly have because, again, it's created to kill a child.
And it therefore harms women as well.
Right.
So it kills children and harms women. And so the black box warning is not that it's killing children. The black box warning is that it will harm and it can even kill women.
They bleed to death when they take this oftentimes.
Yeah. So according to the Clean Water Act, mifepristone and its active metabolites would qualify as pollutants, in other words, chemical waste, that are discharged into wastewater systems and likely to enter our water supply, given conventional wastewater treatment plants do not fully remove these types of contaminants. That's according to our letter. We continue under the CWA, or the Clean Water Act. Fetal remains generated from chemical abortions also qualify as pollutants that may be discharged into our water systems, threatening environmental safety, as said remains lead to clogs and subsequently contribute to sewer system overflows. I mean, this is a gross situation where you think about when mifepristone was approved, say in 2000, during the final weeks of Bill Clinton's presidency. This is 2000. That's 25 years ago.
It's just mind-blowing they would approve a drug to kill a child.
And back then, most abortions were done in brick and mortar because this is a brand new drug that's on the market. And now this drug is designed to do chemical abortions. So the number of abortions were going to be small. So when they looked at this chemical abortion pill, at the time, their analysis was it's a small number of abortions. That's number one. Now it's a large number of abortions. The majority of abortions. So things have significantly changed. Number two, they did not even consider how these abortions would be done. You know, brick and mortar abortions take place in a brick and mortar facility, and those facilities, if they comply with waste disposal laws, they have to put the hazardous waste of the baby, the human remains, into the proper containers, and they have to dispose of them properly, like you would do in any other surgical operation facility.
If they comply.
If they comply. And many of them don't comply. But in the case of a chemical abortion, they're not happening in brick and mortar facilities.
You're on your own. Yeah.
You're on your own. So where are you? Where are you having these abortions? It's not in a brick and mortar facility. It's over a toilet. They never even did any studies about the impact of these chemicals going into the water, let alone the aborted babies going into the water. So they approved it back in 2000 based upon a limited number that they anticipated. They knew no doubt that it would grow, but they were basing it on a limited number, and they never even considered the environmental impact.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're 25 years later. A lot of brick and mortar facilities are closing. Abortion pills are increasing. They're mailing them across state lines into states that have pro-life laws where you can't do abortion in the brick and mortar facilities. So they're actually mailing these drugs in. That's another whole issue that needs to be stopped. Women are taking them through telemed. Men are able to get them. Now California has a law that the doctor can be anonymous. The patient or whoever is getting it can be anonymous. The people who prescribe the drug have protection against anyone out of state that might want to come after them for mailing drugs out of California into other states. So you don't even know who prescribed it. You don't know who is the recipient of the prescription. So these drugs are just flying around across state lines with no medical advice, no medical follow-up. Women are taking them. Men are actually giving them to women unknowingly to abort their babies without the women knowing about it. We've seen that happen. And then all these babies then, where are they going? All these chemicals, they're going into the wastewater.
And I believe that HHS Secretary Kennedy has stated they're going to be doing some analysis on the safety of this drug. I haven't heard much more after that.
Yeah,
but
they are.
That needs to be done.
And they also have come out with the second MAHA Make America Healthy Again report. And there's a provision in there. Oh, thank God, a lot of work that we did. It's now in the provision that they are going to be investigating chemicals that are entering into the water supply, which includes mifepristone.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our website, has a lot of information, abortioninourwater.org, abortioninourwater.org. There we have the detailed white paper, we have PowerPoints, lots of other resources, abortioninourwater.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.